Just a friendly reminder that the opinions expressed on this show are not worth a Canadian penny, so disregard anything you hear that might get anyone in trouble. And despite some of the great ideas you may hear, don't try them at home. Go to a friend's house instead.
It's time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking. Well, I could afford one. And if I did just a little less drinking, time to put something between me and the sun. Get a gun.
Hey everybody, welcome to Slam Fire Radio, episode 564 for July 17th, 2024. I'm one of your hosts, Kelly.
And I'm Adriel.
That's it. Everybody else is conspicuously absent.
Flooded out, heat out, or driving out.
This is correct. They're too busy for us, it looks like. So, you know what? We're going to do?
A show.
We're going to do a show. It's going to be short and sweet tonight, but we do want to talk to our listeners about something that we need to really, really, really discuss. And so we'll get that into the main topic tonight. But why don't you tell us what we did in guns this week?
Well, I can't talk about you, but I can say what I did in guns this week. let's see. I can't remember how much of this I already mentioned versus stuff that I've done since, but I know I mentioned I got that Athlon scope, right?
Yep.
My mount came in from RangeView, so sweet. There it is. Yeah, it's a 20 MOA primary arms mount, so it's got a little bit of cant on it, and it most importantly puts a little bit further forward on your rifle, on my rifle, because for something like this, I typically need the back of the scope, like right around the back of the receiver, right there.
Yep.
In order to get the correct cheek weld with one of these things. And why I wanted something like this, I don't necessarily need like a quick disconnect, but I wanted something where I could remove or take off and kind of return to zero-ish. And I think this will get me ish.
It'll give you something.
Okay. Yeah. And just while we're setting up for the show here, I put a sling attach point really far up on the forehand. I think that's the correct spot, right? Or would you go further back? I think further forward, right?
No,
I'd on the bottom.
Forward, yeah, on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I figured too. On the left side, and it cants it a bit much, but this should allow me to do ye old hasty sling and get a good. Oh yeah, it's holding it pretty good there. Not great, but yeah, I think that'll do it. And yeah, I got to take this thing to range and sight it in with some different ammo just to see how accurate my blaster ammo is. If my blaster ammo is fine, then great. I'll just use that. I would prefer to use blaster ammo, just bulk stuff, right? I have green tip. I have regular XM193. I am going to predict that the green tip is going to be somewhat inaccurate, even with a heavy match barrel, and that the XM193 is going to be better. I'm just a question of like how much better. So with a 6-24 rather than my little red dot, I'm sure I will get that data.
Yeah.
I also have some reloads. Better. Yeah. I've got some reloads, got some Barnall. I got some different stuff that I'll try on there. So
yeah, cool.
We will see. Yeah. I got some Spectre Ballistics 1022 parts in, just awaiting the stock right now, the rear stock from Gray Birch. I don't know if they're back ordered or something like that. Cause
how long ago did you order?
Last week, week before.
Yeah. Maybe last
weekend, Gray Birch, July 5th. July
so that's 5th. 12 days ago. That's almost too cold.
Yeah. Check label? Maybe I gotta like go on their website and take a look and see what's going on.
Did you order it from direct from website or did you order it from the Canadian
direct from the website.
Supplier? Yeah, okay.
Just direct on the website. Hmm. No, it says awaiting fulfillment. So maybe they're like back ordered on those things or something. We will see, because I'll need that bit to get in there.
You were talking about purchasing one, and then it made me want to kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm a follower, making me want to purchase one too. I'm going, Yeah.
I'll show you afterwards, but okay. Yeah, it's pretty neat. Very lightweight.
Yeah. Adjustable too. So
the gray birch stock. Yeah. Gray birch stock is adjustable. Yeah.
Yep.
So it should go nicely on this one.
Yep.
Buddy of mine was ordering some stuff from True North Arms, so I got him to grab me a new piston rod for my WSMCR because, again, the replacement one, I did get it working, but it's got a couple of bends in it, and that were like, I don't feel like straightening it, so $20 to buy a new one, I'll just buy a new one.
Yep.
Put it in there. I think I've fixed the alignment issue.
Okay.
So I don't think the next one's going to bend. I don't think so. But we'll see.
Mm.
I also ordered a linear comp for my 300 blackout because why not replace that? Like, it's actually very lightweight. I think it's 70 grams to have like a cool muzzle device on there. Why not? Right. Why not just have a thread protector?
It's like Black Friday sales for you. You're just ordering all over the place.
They're pretty cheap. Yeah.
Yeah.
This wasn't Black Friday, but, you know, on AliExpress, I got some test hardware for 1.25 cotton slings. Steve Knox from Calgary, he had gotten me some 1.25 cotton webbing. And I was like, yeah, but the hardware is hard to find. And he's like, just look, maybe you'll see. And I looked and I'm like, oh, there's some metal triglides and there's some cam buckles. Okay.
Interesting.
Those are the things I needed. Yeah. The plastic cam buckle, we'll see. There's no metal cam buckles I could find, just plastic. So we'll take a look. I think it'll work as long as I loop the sling so the cam doesn't hit two bits of sling. It just hits one bit of sling and the other sling goes underneath. So I think that'll work. So I ordered some of that to be arriving sometime or another, I guess. And then I was ordering some new test kits for the firearm safety courses. And I was like, you know what? I should just order a bunch. So I ordered 80 of them just so I've got enough for a couple of classes. We'll say that should get me through the year. And then it's an hour drive for me. It's a half hour there, half hour back just to pick things up. Right.
That's
so
smart.
Yeah.
Can I ask you how many people is maxed out for you for a course?
Well, for just myself, 12 is the technical maximum. I'd never want to do 12 by myself though. Mm. It's cause like just for the non-restricted one, it's 8 hours minimum of instruction. And then after that, there's a written, and then after that practical tests where they're 15 minutes apiece. So if you did 12 people, you are talking 3 to 4 hours afterwards of practical testing after 8 hours of teaching and written. So you'd be looking at like an 11 or 12 hour day. Somewhere around there, actually 12, closer to 12. So that's crazy. So anytime it looks like I've got 8 or more students, I try to get another instructor with me. And if I have another instructor with me, there is no technical maximum. I could have lots.
Okay.
Theoretically, like my classroom isn't going to really, it doesn't really work well with like 20 people. So 16 or so is kind of like
the max. Kind of max out.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Made some more 9mm with a buddy. He wanted some more ammo, so we made some more. Working on a shed. Yeah, I refurbed. I had this old shed in the back there, and it had an ugly paint scheme on it. And the floor joists were rotted out and all this other kind of stuff. So I fixed all that up. Not gun related. Although now that it's really nice, I was thinking about running power to it and putting my tumbler in there.
That's a good idea.
Tumbler's not in a workshop or anything like that. Instead, it's in this like shed. And then the dust and all that kind of stuff happens out there.
You can call it a he shed.
Mm-hmm. A he shed?
We call them she sheds for the...
She sheds.
where we go out into the yard and do our whatevers.
Oh, well, let me just gross you out for a second here. I had a bunch of deer meat in there that I forgot about.
Ew,
like
gross.
Tallow, like a box of tallow.
Oh.
Which keeps pretty good, but not in 30 degree weather inside a shed for multiple days on end. No, it was, it was turning a little bit. So I had to get that out of there and that smell is slowly starting to dissipate, but yeah, maybe I'll do some tumbling in there. This weekend I have our pal double header. The Saturday, there's actually a couple of spots available now. A couple of people had to bounce. So I got a couple of spots available for that one, but the RPAL one's looking pretty full. And I'm going to camp out at Sherwood Park. And in between, I'm going to test accuracy, right? So on the Saturday night after I'm done with the last student, presuming it's early enough, I will hit the range and go see what I can do with this thing. Or maybe I'll do that Friday night. Maybe that makes more sense. Drive in, set up camp, go do a bit of shooting. Yeah.
What's the range hours at Sherwood Park?
8 o'clock, it's no go. So 8 o'clock is when you have to stop shooting.
Okay. This time of the year, it's still quite light out.
It's very light. Yeah.
Yeah. Until about 11-ish.
Yeah. Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But 8 o'clock anyways. Okay. But if I want a good spot, I kind of have to leave Friday, like kind of early ish, and then set up and then what? Sit at my campsite and cook or go to the range and, you know, put some rounds on target. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I think that's it. I've been 3D printing some more stuff, and I ordered some more stuff. I can't remember what it is, though. Oh, some random Amazon stuff for their Prime Day. They had some stuff that I wanted, but not really gun related. How about you?
Well, before you move forward, I have to say something to you. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It was your birthday this week. And Kyle's was also this past week, too. It was last Friday?
Last week. Yeah. Pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys were born very close to each other in the calendar year. So happy birthday to the both of you. Okay. What did I do this past week for guns? I went to Lower Trent Valley for a Project Maple Seed event on Saturday. It was stinking hot. Like, I'm talking with the Humidex, it was almost close to 40 degrees. It was bright and sunny.
What was it without the Humidex?
It was 35. So.
Oh. Nope. Sun. I'm open out of that.
Complete sun. So it was, as I said, stinking hot. Still had a really great maple seed. We were very careful about making sure everybody was drinking water and replacing their electrolytes, and then also under the shade and checking in on people. And it was, as I said, it was a really good event, but it was incredibly hot. But it was still fun. What else did I do this weekend? So I'm talking going forward in time now. This weekend, I'm going to be headed to FRPC, which is my local range. We're going to do an intake. I'm on the rifle range, of course. It's going to be lots of fun. Kelly Kincaid's going to be in the pistol range. So it's going to be Kelly Square taking care of things at FRPC again this weekend. Another thing that we're doing is we're just setting up some things for our calendar shoot here in Ontario, which is going to be happening next month. Got another call about that tomorrow night. And also planning our next She Shoots podcast, which is going to be happening on August 13th. And we're going to have the crew on from Apex. So Vanja and Carly will be on, and we're going to be talking to them about owning a business here in Canada, especially an optics business, and their support of the Canadian community. We're super excited about that. So come on over and join us. Save the date for that. And what else did I do? Oh yeah, and we had a IT call for the Maple Cedars. So we had our instructors come on Monday night and had a chat with everybody about instructing. And one of our special topics was talking about what to watch for on the firing line with people when it's extreme heat, like we had on the Saturday, what to watch for, how to actually combat that. And then also, you know, risk management with the heat too. So it was a very good call. We had lots of fun, and that's about it. Oh, and I did get one delivery this week. I got a delivery from the US, and I have to say that the company that we purchased from, that does our chamber flags, I put an order with them, and within one day it was processed, and then one day it was shipped up with UPS, and then with one day,
wow,
UPS called me and said, you need a broker, do you want to be your own broker? And I said, no, thank you. And they were brokering us, and I paid the fee, and then it was delivered to my door the next day.
Wow.
It came from Kansas.
I've heard nothing but good things about those guys.
They're amazeballs.
Everyone uses them.
Yep. So
They have the market cornered.
That's correct. So, and I'm going to say that they're cheap-ish. They're not cheap, but they're cheap-ish.
Cheap enough.
They're cheap enough to actually go down to the US.
Cheap enough to not deal with BS.
Correct. So just a really, really good firm to deal with. So we're going to continue to deal with them when we need more trimmer flags. I was kind of sweating a little bit because we were running out and I'm going, holy crap. I hope they get here in time. And 4 days later, they're on my doorstep.
So nice.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that's it. I didn't buy anything on AliExpress nor on Amazon Prime. So I guess I'm just doing really things. Cheap
robo vacuum, $100, $130 robo vacuum. And I'm like, my basement never gets vacuumed. I'm just going to, I could do that.
My basement never gets vacuumed either, but.
I have people down there, teenagers, yeah. Snacking, putting little ant food everywhere, basically.
Mm. Okay.
Tony's mentioning just on Facebook here, you need to hire new hosts. Yeah, we're working on it. He also mentioned, this is an odd one. I've actually seen keyhole issues with PMC Green Tip. Not with every gun, though. I haven't seen that with Green Tip. I, oddly enough, saw that with someone shooting 9mm ammo out of their Masada. Their Masada. Some ammo was okay, and then some ammo was keyholing 9mm at very close range, like 10 meters. It was just like all over the place. Wild. But I haven't seen it with Green Tip, but I guess you could. That's entirely possible. How about getting a unicorn, a Henry Long Ranger Express in 223 as a present to yourself for your birthday? That's a potential. Yeah. Typo on the Project Maple Seed website for events. The Katie, is that CFB border?
Of course it is.
I don't think I put that in there, but I can fix that.
No, I put it in there. So, and I also made it at 1 o'clock in the morning. So border and Borden, it's close enough for hand grenades and you know, ranges that are
border CFB border known distance. Okay, Borden and
yeah,
opening soon.
Thanks, Richard. It is, I created the event links and sent it to our partners at CFB Borden. So it's gone.
Do you want me to put on there rifleman only?
No, it's in big flashing letters and arrows and everything when they go to the website.
Okay, sounds good.
Must be a rifleman for the KD.
Yeah.
Yes, so that was another thing that was done this week by me, and yeah, that's about it. Okay, why don't we get into events? So do you want to, let's just give me a second here. Upcoming events, do you want to talk about the three-gun matches that are happening?
You know, it's summer. There's three-gun events. There's not a lot of people going to them, though. So Guelph Rod and Gun Club, they're doing theirs on July 19th. Yeah, it's been really low attendance at a lot of events this year. I think it's because it's a really nice, like, everyone's trying to do summer stuff and that kind of thing. And we're, like, we got COVID well behind us, so people are doing, like, camping and family stuff and that kind of thing. But, yeah, I haven't seen as many people going out to three-gun matches. Okay, summer Brutality.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you mentioned the thing that shall not be named anymore.
Oh, I was going through my picture roll looking for deer meat photos, and I found a tangent here. I found a picture that my kid made at school. We were like, it's like a self illustration with like with the mask on and then without the mask on, where like the paper folds over. It's like, this is some dystopian shit. Like, it's a really cute photo, but it's super dystopian to think about when you
30
when you
years from that. Now and you go back and, you know, historians come back or, you know, the time capsules and people are going, what the hell were they doing?
Not even just 4 years. And it's just like, oh, that's dystopian. I understand why, but geez. Summer Brutality, that's July 20th and 21st at the Joe Rich Sportsman Association in Kelowna. If you're going there, God rest your soul, because it's going to be 40 and humid, and the whole place is probably going to light on fire, because that's what BC does when it gets up to 40. So that's in Kelowna. That's on practice score.
Yep.
I heard it July 27th.
Yeah.
Mighty Peace Three Guns Steve's retirement party. That's coming the weekend after. CDTSA Milo. That's going to be July 28th, kind of near Calgary there. August 3rd at Chaz in Edmonton. August 3rd also Niagara Regional Three Gun Championship in Ontario. August 10th, Sherwood Park Multigun, just east of Edmonton there. And I don't know. That's a month. That's enough.
Okay. Cool. Let's talk about some Maple Seed events. Kamloops on August 1st. You can go and register for that. Speaking of Toasty, they're Toasty right now too. August 10th in Cornwall, Ontario. Go to it. I will be there. So we'll see you there if you're here in Ontario. We got an August 17th event that's happening at Chaz. I'm sure that Adriel will be at that one. You're the shoot boss, correct?
Probably.
Probably.
Okay. Probably.
August 20th in Nanaimo Fish and Game Club. It's opening soon, so hopefully Darren will open that soon and people can register for that. August 24th, Bonnyville in Alberta. Then we have August 31st.
That one has a surprising number of people going to it.
Which one?
My last couple of ones I did in Bonnyville had like four people. This one's, I think it's at 10 already.
Sweet.
Yeah.
September 7th, just as an FYI, there's a lady seat that's happening at Blue Ridge on Blue Mountain. Ontario. I'm going to be opening it up soon to the community. They've had it and there's not that many people that are attending, so I'm going to open it up. So obviously I'm going to be at that one as well. So that's it for, well, July and August that are that have spots available. Check out our website at mapleseedrifleman.com. We're always adding to them. Obviously we just ordered CFB border, right?
CFB border, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that again. Well, thanks for actually telling us about that, Richard, because I already sent it off to people, and Dave Cracky is the one that's reviewing it, and he'll throw me under the bus when he hears about it. So we're going to talk about the HGG Firearms training course. Apparently, there's a couple spots this weekend. So do you want to talk more about that? Or
there's a couple spots this weekend. Email me if you want in on that thing. Yeah.
Right.
The non-restricted one. Restricted. If you ask nicely, I could get you in on that one too. But the non-restricted one has spots available.
Cool. I have a question for you. So my nephew recently took his course and everything. Mm-hmm. And he goes, Aunt Kelly, where do I send this? I said, well, take the envelope that you have and mail it to the RCMP. And
take the envelope you have, throw it in the garbage, go on the website.
And I was looking that you can do it online now. If yes. if you're a first-time license holder, you can upload it. And you cannot have held a minor's license, by the way. So I went, when did this happen? When did that happen?
The online application?
Yeah.
Oh, a long time ago.
The
online application for minors happened this year.
Okay.
This year, last year.
So I'm talking about not having to mail it in and wait the 6 months, yada, yada, yada. Oh, I'm not talking about renewals. I'm talking about brand new. Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a long time since I've applied, obviously. I thought you always had to mail it in. That the first one and then renewals can be done online. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I was totally wrong. I was miseducated. Or is it miseducated or misunderstood? I'm all those people. So
right now you can only apply, only your first application can be done online. I bet by the time it comes around where, 2 years from now or something, I bet they'll allow you to do both. Because there's really no reason why you have to mail it in.
No.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's less efficient.
True.
Bet they'll go online for everything soon enough.
Online for everything right now is where the government's going. Everything. So
hopefully.
Yeah, I believe that you're correct in that.
Paper.
I was totally surprised when I started doing the research for that. Those cops, Mac. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into news. There's apparently a shooting down in the U.S. I have no idea about it. Trump gets ear pierced on live on TV. That was kind of weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I had? I had somebody ask me, well, obviously you didn't go and do a maple seed with you or an apple seed, right? And I went, No. We're just going to leave it there, right?
No, obviously. Obviously. You know, the number of security lapses, there are going to be some people who are going to get fired for this. Okay, you've probably heard about many of them, right? He was walking around, he crawled on top of a building, and people were like, hey, there's a guy with a rifle up there telling the cops and that kind of thing. And they're like, huh, what's going on? Hey, CK, guy, sniper's up there. There's someone up there on the roof, like all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But he also came into the event and got scanned in with a laser rangefinder and walked around the event with a laser rangefinder.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
And the building he climbed had snipers in it. and they didn't want to go up top because it was hot.
Correct.
Some people are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah, there's going to be some firing and happen. Biden apparently is they're just calling for him to step down. Not only was he a mess and a shit show prior to this, but afterwards they're going, there's no possible way that you can win.
No, the timing's too bad. Like, they were trying to do it before, and it would have been good to do it before, like to swap him out. But now what do you do? Now it just looks like an admission of guilt, or, you know, the timing is just absolutely terrible. The election's over. There can be like only under extreme circumstances will this result in any other thing in the U.S.
Yeah,
it's over.
Pretty much
all over now.
Yeah. Pretty there. You do. There's some memes that have come out, some iconic pictures as well. The one where Trump is up like this. Yes, that's another one where the Secret Service is. How does Trump stand up with his fist pumped? And like, there is an active shooter.
You saw the lady like trying to figure out what to do with her hands.
Yeah.
She's like trying to holster a pistol, like can't find it. And she's just like, back to high ready.
I feel
look.
I'm going to tell you that I feel really sorry for her because she's the brunt of a lot of jokes right now. And I do feel sorry for her.
I mean, of all the incompetent things to do that day, that's that wasn't low down on the scale.
Yeah.
Pretty low. Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, I'm sure it'll get worse. Kyle's saying it's going to get worse. Yeah. How long until we hear he's been on our radar? The FBI will eventually say there. Oh, yeah, we actually knew about this guy. There was a threat. Mm-hmm. Someone like let us know, or, you know. His nickname in school was like school shooter or something like that. It's like something will come out where they like this. There's just like red flags on red flags.
Yeah. They said he tried to join the rifle club at school, but he was too bad. But I think that's a joke.
I don't think it is. I heard that from too many reputable news places.
Yeah. And then
he never shook that from high school.
Do you think he put on, so he was wearing a Demolition Arms t-shirt. Do you think he did that just to blend in?
So maybe. And the other thing was like registered as a Republican voter. Like maybe that was to blend in too, or maybe not. Like who knows? Think about like the presidential assassins of the past. They're nuts. Oswald, he's nuts. The guy who shot Reagan. Oh, just totally nuts. What about the guy who shot like McCartney? Nuts. They're like politics had nothing to do with it. They're just crazy. And I think that's people can just be crazy. I think there's no need to look into it unless they come across as manifesto, which, you know,
might always
be a possibility.
Yeah. I'm also
CNN Trump fell at rally. Oh yeah, that, and then some people are like, "Oh, loud popping sounds at rally," and it's like, "What?" But like, if you watch the video, it's like, "Oh no, that's a shooting. He's got blood on his face. That's not loud popping sounds." Why? Like the first articles that came out with were nutty, absolutely nutty.
Yeah, you could see where the shot hit him. Like I did watch the videos. And you can see where the shot did penetrate his ear, and he got let's be real, he did get a nice piercing on the top of his earlobe, and you can find a nice diamond to put in that or whatever. Or I survived the assassination.
Does this take off a corner?
Yeah,
nice big gauge on there or something.
We're horrible people. We're horrible people.
Nah. He's not perfect. He can, you know, an ear piercing. He was fine. Like his response to it was pretty badass too. Yeah, he didn't cow. Like he did what they want him to do. And then after he's like, just like indignant.
The Secret Service hates protecting him. They hated before and they do now.
I'd imagine so. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, and speaking on other news, Trudeau's doing a cabinet shuffle tomorrow or Friday, whenever it is.
Oh, why?
Because
he's losing anyways. Like he got a year to like do something. I don't really know what the point is. Just coast. If I was in his position, I'd just coast. Just be like, you know what? I'm going to do a lot of vacation. Not really do a whole lot because
he's going to go hang out with Trump, see if he can get some luck rubbed off on him.
I wouldn't see that happening.
No, I don't either. That's horrible. I'm a horrible person. Okay, let's talk about.
There'll be more news on this next week. I'm sure they'll have more concrete information because right now it's
speculation.
What is this guy? There's like some radical centrist? He's a Republican and a Democrat. No, he's probably just crazy, but we'll find out.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the next thing you put in here because I'm just totally oblivious of this one. The crossbow killing in the UK leads to calls for more crossbow regulation.
Some guy killed like 2 or 3 people with a crossbow.
Really? Where the hell was that?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's UK news and like who cares about the UK? But I look at the UK and Australia as little microcosms of like where we could be. Mm-hmm. It's like the, what's that Christmas show with Tiny Tim that's like crippled and the Scrooge McDuck who's got to like look into his future. These are ghosts of
Duck.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm doing a terrible job of this. Anyways, these are our ghosts of Christmas future when we look at the UK and Australia and the nuts that stuff that they're doing. And the UK is calling for more crossbow regulations. So you have to be an adult to own a crossbow, but apparently. Yeah, if you want to kill some people, a crossbow works just fine as well, and as this person shows.
Well, they have knife regulations as well.
Knife regulations,
and too. You are totally correct. Anything that happens in the U.S., Australia, particularly New Zealand and Australia, Canada follows suit. Not so much in
give us UK. Like 5 years. Yeah, 5 years later.
The only thing that we have not done in following the U.K. is the suppressors. That's it.
Yeah, no, sorry, we don't. We don't go back.
Those are the things. We go forward.
We ban more, not ban less. Anyways,
yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. Sorry, I was. When did it happen? By the way,
like a week or two ago.
Yeah, totally didn't know. I get my news off of Facebook, so obviously there's nothing there.
Too busy telling you about. Crop circles and chemtrails and silver ions and the lizard people that are in the center of the earth.
Correct. That's all that I get. Okay.
Just the real news.
Correct. All right. What's the next thing that you posted here? Because
since we're talking about bows and crossbow, this also happened. Government of South Australia is banning the use of bows and crossbows to hunt animals effective December 1st, 2024.
Why?
I don't know. They hate you. Who cares?
December 1st, 2024. Yeah. You cannot use that.
It says this ban reflects a commitment made by the government to prohibit the use of bows and crossbows to kill animals in South Australia. That's the why. The why is like, because we said we were going to. That's why.
Yeah.
I don't know why, and I don't care. Like this is an Australia problem.
It sounds an awful lot like, you know, the parents. Why? Well, because I said so. And when I'm checking through the list of when it'll take place, why it's taking place, and that's exactly it. That they don't give you a why, they just tell you it's happening. So
yeah.
And you'll like it too. YouTube, no more gun shops.
Doesn't the ban include bow fishing? All species of carp has been excluded. A bow and arrow can still be used to fish for carp.
Because they're an invasive species, that's why.
But what's
But so are kangaroo.
Yeah, but why can't you use the bow and arrow? Who knows? I don't actually know. I don't actually care. I don't care if this is like a, we want the animals to not suffer because bow and arrow aren't as deadly as the rifle. I don't know. I don't care. I don't even want to know. I just want to report
use it
on
right, it is. It's just as ethical as using a rifle.
Well, a rifle, like if you shoot a deer with a bow and arrow, you have to wait a while. You have to wait like 30 minutes before you go push that deer because you might push it and bump it and it might move on. Whereas with a rifle, every deer that I shoot in the heart and lungs is not making it past 50 yards and I'm going to walk right up to it. No. If I know I plugged it in the right spot, I'll walk right up to it. I'm not waiting for anything. It's toast.
Right.
Whereas with the bow, I do leave my deer.
Too. I'm talking crossbow. Like crossbow at 30, right through the heart and lungs. It's good.
Should do the job just fine. Yep. Maybe like a lung shot or a liver shot or something like that might not be as deadly. I don't know. As a rifle. Definitely not if you hit the shoulder or something like that. There's more that can go wrong with a bow or a crossbow shot. If you hit a rib or hit a shoulder or something like that, or you got a bad angle, it's not really going to work as well as a rifle would. But I would, this is the same argument to ban like spear hunting in Alberta. It's just unethical because if you don't know what you're doing, it's not as effective. But the only people who spear hunt are people who know what they're doing. And I'd argue that not a lot of amateur bow hunters either. You have to get like 20 yards from a deer. It's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, if you're out there, it's pretty irresponsible. Hunters, we regulate ourselves, quite frankly. If people are out there and being yahoos and they don't know what they're doing, they're pretty...
There's some yahoos hunters.
I know there's always going to be a yahoo in anything that... Go ahead.
I think they'd be more likely to use a rifle, though. I think like a yahoo hunter, someone who's not... isn't good at taking their shot, is just going to like wing like a shot at a deer. I don't think they're going to use a bow and arrow. I think they're much more likely to use a rifle. You're going to end up with more wounded. Like the argument doesn't work for spears and bows, in my opinion, but.
Okay. We have a spear ban here in Canada, in Alberta and BC. I think people who hunt with spears, they're one crazy, but two, they're pretty skilled, because if you're going up against a bear or something with a spear, you have to be skilled. If not, you're dead. Right.
Sounds pretty sporting to me. If I don't get a good hit, this bear might get pissed about it and I might be a bear meal I don't have a backup.
Bear. Don't eat my kayak, bear. Okay. YouTube, no gun shop sponsors. What happened?
Okay. So you're not allowed to promote any gun shop or ammo or gun accessory shop, right? That's a recent change. So Hickok 45 just had a whole bunch of videos banned because he's sponsored by like Bud's gun shop or something like that, right? So YouTube doesn't have the ads. If YouTube had the ads for this kind of thing, let the gun shops, let Remington and Winchester and Browning, and let those guys like advertise on streams like ours. Great. But they don't want those advertisements on their platform. Okay, so there's no advertisements on their platform for that kind of thing. Instead, if any advertisements show up on ours, it's like general generic crap, right?
Correct.
You can get a sponsor. You can get a sponsor of the show, and that could be a gun shop or something like that. Not anymore. Because now they'll just remove your videos. They'll remove your videos completely. And Tony's asking, we will be affected then. Yes. There is a section of this show that we may not be able to do anymore. At least on YouTube. But like most of our listeners don't watch us on YouTube. So maybe the answer here is like, fuck YouTube. If we'll put them up, if they ban us, they ban us. Fuck them. And if they don't, we'll keep putting our stuff on Facebook. And the podcast is where most people listen to this. Most people don't watch the live stream, right?
No, not on YouTube. They don't. Most people will do it on Facebook or other podcasts.
Most people podcasts. Listen. Yeah.
Most people
the
do listen.
The format of this is a long show, right? To sit down and watch like a live stream for like an hour or 2 hours is a long time. But when you're driving, like, no problem, right?
Yep. Yeah. So an hour and a half of you and I and everybody else talking, that's a lot.
Yeah, so I might not be able to do new gun stuff on YouTube, but I like the section, so I might just say screw YouTube. What do you think? The listeners, let us know what you think.
You know what?
Should we just pull it out, or should we
just keep going? And if they pull our video, they pull it. Fuck them.
Yeah, they might change.
I said that. Yes, I did.
But then YouTube is like their podcast platform. Google Podcasts is toast. Now you're supposed to use YouTube Music, which is attached to your YouTube channel. So if they toast our YouTube channel, they toast the podcast for that as well. Not that I don't use Google Podcasts anymore, but
most people are using Google Podcasts. Most people aren't using it anymore. They're using Spotify, or they're using, they're just using
podcasts.
Yeah.
So, something else. Yeah.
So Google has gotten to bed with. Anyways, I'm just saying. It's Monopoly. I'm thinking that it's becoming a Monopoly. So why don't we get into new gun stuff while we're talking about it, right? You want to go for it?
Right.
Yeah. Let's go for it.
Sure do.
New Gun Stuff is brought to you by Bullseye North. Need a new boomstick? Bullseye North is Canada's shooting superstore and is a proud supporter of the CCFR. With a wide selection of guns and top trending gear for any shooter, free supplies. Sorry, I don't know why I said free supplies. Free shipping on orders over. Yeah, no, right? Maybe they'll throw in something every once in a while. Free shipping on $250 or more. There are some exclusions that apply. They also now have a $17 flat rate on shipping orders below the $250 mark. Subscribe to the weekly newsletter and get the first access to the hottest deals. What do they got?
Yeah, the one thing I noticed, so I was going through their like their sale area, and they've got the Kershaw Nomad,
yep.
Folding knife, 3.3 inches. Was 140, now $70.
I bought one of those when I was there last time.
Mm. When they were on sale?
I'm going to tell you that, yes.
For maple seed, I like the ones that are non-serrated. So this one's non-serrated. I like that. For cutting vet wrap and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's actually why I bought it. It's such a
ragged cut when you have a straight blade.
So in case I didn't want to bring... okay, I have knives. I have several of them. I have a lot of multi-tools. But I
how many knives do you have in front of you?
In front of me right now, in front of on my kitchen table where I'm podcasting? Zero. Upstairs, where I have my stuff, you don't want to know where I keep all my knives and tools.
Under the pillow.
Close.
It's very lumpy. You have terrible sleep.
It's in my lingerie drawer. That is not a word of a lie, by the way. They are all up there. Yeah. Right. So that's where I keep them, and including one of the Kershaw knives that I did buy at Bullseye North, and I did get it at a really good price because Bullseye North are good to me.
Cool.
Yes.
Next one, Cabela's. They've got some score slugs at $18.25. I found a guy on, what was that, on Reddit or Discord? Someone was making wax slugs. I'm like, dude, why? He's like, oh, they're cheap. I'm like, no. He was thinking like slugs are $2 a slug kind of thing. Now, score slugs at Cabela's, every once in a while, they go on sale. They've got them right now for $18 for a box of 25. That's the high velocity stuff. You can also get the low velocity stuff for similar. Cheaper than a dollar is what you can get that for. The other thing that they had is, if you're looking for 20 gauge stuff, they've got some Rio Target cartridges, $15 a box for that for 20 gauge, which is decent. Cool.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, someone posted this. And this is, so if you're looking for SKS food that's non-corrosive, G4C, that's a real website. It's a real company. They have Norinco non-corrosive, the red box stuff, 1,000 rounds for $579. Now, it does, it's by metal jacket, so you're not going to be able to... shoot it at indoor ranges and that kind of thing, and some outdoor ranges might even not want it, but that is a good price if you're looking for some non-corrosive SKS or Type 81 ammo.
G4C.
I bought a couple of things from them. Their prices can be really good. Yeah. And they have some decent tactical stuff as well.
Excellent. Okay, so we don't really have a main topic, but we do have a main topic. Tonight's main topics, we want to talk about what people were talking about at the beginning of the show. We need to hire some staff. So, well, they're not really staff because we don't get paid. Mm-hmm. Technically, can you be staff if you're, you can be staff if you're volunteers.
We can make a sticker up. It'll say staff on it.
Sci-Fi Radio staff. Yes. Worth our weight in stickers. We do have to hire some new co-hosts because, as much as I like Adriel or as much as he likes me, he probably wants to talk to more people than just me. So we did have a few people that applied. All of them came on and they did their episodes. We've posted it on our Facebook page. We have a great little post there that says, I choose you. Go through and look at the back catalog for the episode. So we had Dustin, Justin, We had Tony, and we had, and I wasn't here for all of them. So who else did we have? We had one more person. My brain's a little foggy right now.
Justin, Adriel. Dustin, Tony, Tom.
Oh yeah, Tom Bryan.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so we have the four people that we had. Those are the people that applied. We would like our listeners to go through and have a listen to the back catalog, and then also just write us an email at slamfireradio@gmail.com. We really do listen to our listeners most times, unless they tell me to shut my dogs up. But
but you did have to.
So yeah, we really do want to listen to our listeners and get your opinion. So write to us at gmail.com, slamfire@gmail.com, and let us know what your thoughts are. I thought all four of them did a really great job. I think that they all had some really great topics that they wanted to talk about. Everybody was really diverse. So we had some people who are brand new to shooting. We had people that are very experienced in shooting that are just getting back into it. We have people who come from a different aspect. So more from a business side of things and advocacy side of things. And then we have people that are very much into competitive shooting. So yeah, we're just looking at who would you like to see? Who would you like to hear more from? Who did you enjoy? Just send us an email.
Who didn't you enjoy?
Yeah.
I'm not asking you specifically, the listeners.
I'm sure they'll let us know that too. So we had Tony, Tom, Dave. Did Dave come on too?
Different Dave. He didn't come on as a guest host though. He just came on to talk about registering restricted firearm.
Okay. Because I wasn't on that episode either. I didn't think that he applied, but if he did, do we want to include?
No, that was just a guest show.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Richard. Speaking of people who hang out for the whole hour and a half, Richard Lee, he gets a medal from us. So, yeah, that's about it. So we just, as I said, write into us. Let us know your thoughts and feelings about who you'd like to hear more from. And that's the main topic, short and sweet and to the point this week. Feedback. We don't have any emails. So speaking of which, we don't have any emails. Do you want to go and read any of the YouTube comments?
Tony sent an email, but I couldn't find it. So
who? Tony?
Forge Turbo said he sent an email. I didn't see it. I looked in there.
Yep. I don't see one.
Anywho. Someone commented on our three-gun shotguns. The main topic starts around 43 minutes for anyone interested in just the shotgun talk. Okay, that's a good point. I should, you know, one thing I'd like to do with more of the videos is put in the chapters so you can, like, sometimes on YouTube, you can move the slider around. You can see, like, this is this part of the show, this is this part of the show. That'd be nice.
There's a way that you can do that.
Yeah, sorry. I do it too. So most of my videos, it's just need to add, like, the time stamps and the description in the description, and it's done. Super easy. Mm-hmm. Tony is saying, considering James Reeve FB TV killed a Black Acids, I wouldn't put my money down for that. Yeah, he's done that. No one runs a 590, kind of bummed out. I guess the hidden lifter doesn't help with guide to quad load. Yeah, the hidden lifter on those things makes it really hard to get even like a dual or a quad in there, because there's nothing like pushing against you to keep the shells going straight. So it's really easy to like get them kind of kinked up in the middle there. So yeah, I don't see a lot of 590s being used in it. It's kind of hard to do that. Kyle, make the 50, make the pistol 50 Beowulf, parent cased 50 AE. So it's just a pistol. Oh, there's an idea. The Jackal runs a long stroke gas system, so hopefully no broken pistons. Yeah, that would probably make it nice and long and better. And that's all the comments on YouTube.
Alrighty. Excellent. Anything that we want to cover in the Facebook feed?
I think we've gotten most of them.
Okay.
Voluntold staff. Uh-huh. Commenting on Discord or Twitch. Yep. CNN. Yep. No, I think we have covered everything from there.
Awesome. Okay. And Discord, there's nothing on there either. So we didn't do a lot with
there's stuff tonight. On there, but like, yeah, we just chat about random stuff.
Did you ever fix the Cabela's link, by the way?
No, I probably should. Hey.
Yeah.
I probably should. It's an easy way to have listeners like do something and, you know, enjoy it. So I'll do that at some point.
All right. Thank you to everybody who's gone over to Patreon or Player and is supporting us. We appreciate it. Again, if you'd like to send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com, let us know about who you would like to see on the show as one of our co-hosts, or maybe multiple co-hosts. Might be nice to have a couple. And or if you actually have any comments, maybe you want to send us some memes or funny things about, oh, I don't know, maybe political things that are happening down in the U.S., send it to us in an email. We'd love to hear from you. Adriel, do you have any shout-outs this week?
Yeah, watch Mr. Herrera, the AK guy, watch his emergency meme review about the Trump assassination attempt.
Ooh, if you want your
spicy memes in all in one spot.
Excellent. Okay. I just want to give a shout-out to one of our new shoot bosses who was at Lower Trent Valley. He was Patrick. He did a fan-freaking-tastic job. And we had lots, and I mean lots, of instructors that came out to help. So it made it super easy. And it made sure that everybody was safe with especially the heat. And also to the people who came out, made the day really fun. But a huge shout-out to our Lower Trent Valley president, Dave Landis. He was there first thing in the morning. He dropped off a couple of cases of water, which was really nice of the range to supply. But the other thing is, if you have not been to that range lately, they've been doing a ton of work. The range is like a beautiful range anyways. And the other thing that we saw at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, right across the street from the range entrance, was about 20 deer in the field. So it was really, really nice. It was a nice Saturday. Nice way to spend my day. Okay, that's it. So we're going to sign off. So go over to Discord and say hi to everybody. Just chat with us. If you tag me, I'll even go in there. I occasionally go once in a while, but if people tag me, I'll go. Go watch us on Facebook, YouTube. We might be down. I don't know. Player, go join the CCFR. It's really important that you do that. It looks like we might need some help over there, especially with things that are happening in the next little while. While politically, you never know. Every membership helps and every dollar helps as well. And other than that, we're going to see everybody next week. Same time, same place. And maybe with a new host or two. So, all right. Later, guys.
Later.
So if you have any comments or questions for the show, please send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com. Now go grab a gun and shoot something.
When the talking is over, it's time to get a gun.